back to Sill. Nope, hits the back of Brandon Taylor. Taylor up with it. Outlets to Beeler. Beeler left-handed jam. Oh, he reversed it and threw it down with a left. Nice elevation by Gabe. Oh, when it comes to an innovative game plan for your family's health and an innovative play, you can go to University of Utah Healthcare. University of Healthcare has got a game plan from the sideline to the sidewalk. They're here for your family at uofuhealth.org. Bill Riley, Jimmy Soto, courtside here. Director of Basketball Operations, our friend Phil Cullen popping out to say hi. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. You got another nice present tonight in a 105-58 win. Phil, how are things?
Things are good. We'll take it. And it's always good to have this momentum heading into a little bit of a break here.
10-2 now on the season. You guys expected to win tonight. Whatever the margin would be, you didn't quite know. But I know you guys are working toward conference play. And even after that Duke win, there were things to work on and clean up. What did you like about tonight's win?
This type of game is all about little baby steps with individuals. We saw Chris Reyes really come on strong in New York. Seeing his progression from the back injury has been a real positive. Gabe Beeler doing some positive things. And then, honestly, guys, Lorenzo just kind of fallen into who he is as a player has been really positive for our team. And the results are you can see them.
Hey, Phil, you guys actually came some full court pressure early in the game, and then again at half, the start of the half. What was the mindset behind doing that?
Well, I just wanted to mix things up a little bit. Sometimes when you play certain teams, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but they had 17 different lineups that we had before this game, and so we just really didn't know what we were going to see from them. So we tried to be the guys that would initiate, you know, some of the tempo and everything on offense, and so that's what we did. We picked them up, turned them over, and had some easy baskets early on.
Phil Cullen with us here on the postgame show tonight. Utah gets four players in double figures. And I'll tell you a guy, you mentioned Bonham, and maybe Duke was that coming out party for him, but a guy that's continued to be ultra consistent for you. And tonight, again, double figures. Kyle Kuzma, 15 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists for Kuzma tonight. And he's beginning to look like he's hitting his stride. And, Phil, he and Jakob have a really good flair for each other when they're playing big-to-big inside. If Jakob gets that double, he'll find Kuzma. And they seem to know where each other are on the floor.
You're exactly right. Combined, they had 8 assists today, which is phenomenal. And in the Duke game, and even a few other games, they've really been able to key off each other. They've sent double teams at Kuz, and he's able to find Jakob. But our guys, they just know where to be, and they know that the ball's going to find them. And that's what's fun to see right now is that chemistry between those guys. And we had some guys also step in and hit some shots from the perimeter as well when the ball went inside and then out. And that was a key that we have been working on. We were struggling three-point percentage-wise, but we try to get some better shots where we're catching and shooting from kind of the in-out game that we call it.
Well, just about the assists in general, 30 assists on 37 baskets tonight.
That's not bad.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, when you were playing, you were more of a shooting guard, so I don't know if we ever had that many, right?
I don't know how many guys got drafted that passed the ball.
That's funny.
So what do you guys do now? You give them a couple of days off for the holidays, and then next Monday night you've got College of Idaho in. When will they be back? Will you practice
pretty quickly
after?
Yeah, the 26th we bring them in that night, practice late, and really it's about those guys getting home, seeing their families. We have quite a few families that came out here. It's fun. And one thing that we preach is, you know, family in our program, and that's who we are. We're not going to, you know, back in the Majerus days, we actually had a practice on Christmas Day. It's a little bit different than when it back then. But our guys, they're great guys, and we've challenged them to get some cardio in over the break, keep themselves in shape, and hopefully recharge those batteries, nurse a few little injuries, aches and pains here and there. But it's exciting.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Colin, but I wanted to practice on Christmas. I wanted to get better.
You wanted to get better?
Like you wanted to be a player to me.
Yeah, no. Yeah, exactly, Jimmy. Here we go. Listen to this guy.
One more thing. Jace Johnson joined you guys yesterday. What's kind of the plan you guys are rolling out for Jace? Because I think people immediately think because he has eligibility to play that you guys may do him. What do you guys as a staff kind of want to see from Jace in the first couple of weeks that he's here?
Well, first of all, he's a freshman, and this is his first college basketball experience. We want him to get better. We're going to coach him up. We've done a really good job with that already, and we want to make sure that it's the best decision for Jace, his family, and for us at the same time, just moving forward. But he's a great kid. He's hungry. He's excited to be coached. Excited to be here, and that's what we want here at Utah, as guys that want to be here at Utah.
Well, enjoy the holidays. Merry Christmas to you and the rest of the Cullen clan.
Yeah, thank you very much, and the same to you.
We'll see you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Phil Cullen. Thanks. He may come up here just for old time's sake on Christmas Day and run a couple of wind sprints and get a couple of jump shots up.
Pickup game going.